When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way. Oh, love came just in time, you found me just in time, and changed my lonely life that lucky day. And change my lonely life that lucky day.
Oh, you lucky listeners, you're just in time to hear a terrific hour of show music on Broadway to Main Street. Hello, this is your host, Larry Maslon. And today on Broadway to Main Street, we are going to celebrate one of my favorite composers of the musical theater, and that's Julie Stein. So curtain up, light the lights. Today we're going to spend an hour with that wonderful tunesmith who did so much to make Broadway an exciting place in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Our show, of course, comes to you from Peconic Public Broadcasting, WPPB 88.3 FM. And if you want to listen to this show later on or any of our, guess, more than 60 shows, you can go to PeconicPublicBroadcasting.org and go to our podcasts and enjoy them. Well, let's turn the clock back, as it were, to 1905, to a little town called London, England, and that's where the Jewish Julie Stein was born. Yes, he was also an immigrant, I guess, the way that Julie Andrews was and many other people who came from England. He didn't come from Eastern Europe or any of those other more typical places. And he moved to Chicago, where his father gave him classical piano lessons. But this was the roaring 20s by the time he was a teenager. And soon young Julie started playing in jazz bands and eventually swing bands. Rumor has it he played piano for Al Capone. I don't know if that's true, but it's a good story. And he found his way to Hollywood, where he was a major composer in the 40s for a lot of those wartime shows, wartime musicals, and movie musicals. And he wrote incredible songs there, like It's Been a Long, Long Time, Time After Time, Let It Snow. And ultimately, like many people, he heeded the siren call of the Broadway stage. And at the age of, would that be 43? He made his Broadway debut, Imagine That, with lyrics by Sammy Kahn, with whom he had worked quite a bit in Hollywood. They wrote a charming little show set at the turn of the century called High Button Shoes that starred Phil Silvers. And here's Doris Day to sing one of the more charming songs from that lovely score, music by Julie Stein. Doris Day singing a great song from High Button Shoes. Julie Stein really hit pay dirt the next year in 1949 with a musical based on Anita Loos, Lorelei Lee's stories called Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, starring, of course, Carol Channing. And here he was joined by wonderful lyricist named Leo Robin, who also a great, very, very witty Hollywood lyricist who tried his hand on Broadway. We won't hear Gentlemen, we won't hear Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, but a wonderful jaunty ballad which deserves more airplay called Bye Bye Baby, and here to send us on our ship to, I guess, Paris is Jack Jones.
Bye-bye, baby, remember you're my baby. When they give you the eye, although I know that you care, won't you write and declare that though on the loose, you are still on the square. I'll be gloomy, but send that rainbow to me, then my shadows will fly, though you'll be gone for a while. I know that I'll be smiling with my baby by and by. You write and declare that though on the loose, you're still on the square. With my baby by and by, with my baby by and by.
Bump. That was Jack Jones singing a great Julie Stein song from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. Julie Stein had took off like a rocket through the 1950s. He was not only a composer, shows like Hazel Flagg and Make-A-Wish, but he was a producer. He produced the famous revival of Pal Joey that really brought that score back to a contemporary ear. And he got a job writing a television musical, again with Leo Robin, of a movie called Ruggles of Red Gap, about a British butler who's in the Wild West. Not a great show, but at any rate, here's a song from it. It may sound familiar to some of you. It's a rare recording. It's Michael Redgrave and Jane Powell and Peter Lawford. And if you know your musical theater, one of the tunes may sound slightly familiar to you. Here it goes.
I'm not free to vote, but I am free to quote from your Declaration of Independence. The right to succeed has been guaranteed to me and my descendants. And just fancy you in partnership with me. This could only happen in a democracy. I'm in pursuit of happiness, and the Constitution says I've the right to be. I'm in pursuit of happiness, and I have a heart that says you're the one for me.
Positively.
You could make my life sublime. What's the good of wasting time in the way we do? I'm in pursuit of happiness. That's the very reason I'm in pursuit of you.
I'm in pursuit of happiness, and the Constitution says I've a right to be.
Positively.
You can make my life sublime. What's the good of wasting time in the way we do? I'm in pursuit of happiness. That's the very reason I'm in pursuit of you.
Search everywhere, look around till you find it. Suddenly, you'll discover your right.
Pursuit of happiness, and the Constitution says I've a right to be. In pursuit of happiness, and the Constitution says that I've got a right to be.
He's got a right to be.
Still I'm in pursuit of happiness, love and liberty.
Oh, joy!
Joy the whole day through, that's the very reason why I'm in love with you.
Search everywhere, look around, do you find it? Search everywhere, look around, do you find it? I'm in pursuit of happiness.
You'll never get away from me. You can climb the tallest tree. I'll be there somehow. True, you could say, hey, here's your hat. But a little thing like that couldn't stop me now. I couldn't get away from you, even if you told me to. So go on and try. Just try, and you're gonna see how you're gonna not at all get away from me.
Oh, Rose. Rose, I love you, but don't count your chickens.
Come dance with me.
I warn you that I'm no Boy Scout.
Relax a while, come dance with me.
So don't think that I'm easy pickings.
The music's so nice.
Rose, cause I just may someday pick up and pack out.
Oh no, you won't, no, not a chance. No argument, shut up and dance. I couldn't get away from you, even if I wanted to. Well, go on and try. Just try. And you're gonna see how you're gonna not at all get away from me.
It seems to me I've heard that song before, as the saying goes. That was You'll Never Get Away From Me, of course, from the 1959 production of Gypsy, with the wonderful Ethel Merman and our much-missed Jack Klugman. And that tune was recycled from the television version of Ruggles of Red Gap. And the story goes that they were looking for a song in the first act for Merman and Klugman, and Julie Stein said to Stephen Sondheim, "I got a great tune," and he played it for him, and Sondheim wrote great lyrics and didn't realize until much later that it had been used only 2 years earlier on a television show. He wasn't too thrilled about that, Mr. Sondheim. But Julie Stein was fecund, as you might say, in his use of melody, prodigious, in fact, and he kept pulling them out of a hat. Gypsy is one of our great theater scores. We know the brassier numbers like Everything's Coming Up Roses or Rose's Turn. But Johnny Mathis had a really solid pop hit with one of the most underappreciated ballads from the show. So here's Johnny Mathis singing Small World from Gypsy. Music, of course, by Julie Stein.
You're a stranger who's come here, come from another town. Funny, I'm a stranger myself here. Small world, isn't it? Funny, you're a girl who goes traveling rather than settling down. Funny, 'cause I'd love to go traveling. Small world, isn't it? We have so much in common. It's a phenomenon. Joining forces from now on. Lucky, you're a girl who likes
likes children. That's an important sign. Lucky, 'cause I'd love to have children. Small world, isn't it? Funny, isn't it? Small and funny and fine. I'd love to have children. Small world, isn't it? Funny, isn't it? Small and funny.
Music by Julie Stein, lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. Can't beat it. Stein was sort of the musical equivalent of Johnny Mercer in the fact that he worked with a number of collaborators throughout his career, and they each brought out different things in his music. Probably his most fertile collaboration was with Betty Comden and Adolph Green, lyricists that they worked on Bells Are Ringing. We heard Just in Time, opened our program today. And then in the early 60s, they wrote a show called Do Re Mi for Phil Silvers and Nancy Walker. It's a strange show, but it's got a wonderful score, very underrated. And a pop hit came out of that musical that just got covered by everybody, jazz musicians and singers and you name it. It's a lovely song. It's called Make Someone Happy. We're going to hear a version from an Encores revival in the early 90s, and it's the wonderful Brian Stokes Mitchell and Heather Headley, who just opened in the Bodyguard in the West End, a wonderful performer. And then we'll segue into a wonderful Coleman Hawkins cover of this delightful song. It always makes me happy, so here's my chance to make you happy too. Here's Make Someone Happy from Do Re Mi.
The sound of applause is delicious. It's a thrill to have the world at your feet. The praise of the crowd is exciting, but I've learned that is not what makes a life complete. There's one thing you can do for the rest of your days that's worth more than applause. The screaming crowd, the bouquets. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart the heart you sing to. One smile that cheers you. One face that lights when it nears you. One man your every. If you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you found her, world around her. Make happy, and you will be happy too.
I wonder what you mean.
Just what I say.
Sure. I know it sounds good.
Oh, it feels even better to say it. Try it.
What?
Make someone happy.
No!
Come on.
Why?
Because I want to hear it.
Make someone happy.
Oh. Now take it up a half a tone.
Make just one someone happy.
Now slow and steady.
Make just one heart the heart. You sing a tune.
Now build it.
One smile that cheers you. One face that nights when it nears you. One man your every.
Fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to?
Thank you.
wonderful mellow saxophone of Coleman Hawkins playing the lovely tune Make Someone Happy by today's featured composer, Julie Stein. Certainly makes me happy. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM. And as I said, we're celebrating the music of Julie Stein. But every week from 3 to 4 on Sunday afternoons, we celebrate the great music from the main stem, the Big Apple Broadway. And you can hear all of our recordings, all of our shows on podcasts, thanks to our expert technical team led by Kyle Lynch. And just go to PeconicPublicBroadcasting.org and look up our show, and you've got hours and hours and hours to enjoy. Well, one of the things that Julie Stein always managed to do, even a show that wasn't so successful, is to write a great song that popped out of it. And Subways Are for Sleeping was from 1962-63 season. I think it's an absolutely unworthy show on almost every level, except again for this music by Julie Stein. So here's Judy Garland to sing a song that definitely rose to the top. Lyrics by Comden and Green. Comes Along Once in a Lifetime.
Every day, just go along, dawn till sundown. Here's the rundown. Every day that comes, comes once in a lifetime. Take each day and gather the rosebuds in it. Fill each minute. Every day that comes, comes once in a lifetime. Think of now. Waiting in the wings, who knows what it brings? While the future waits, the present swings from day to day. In Brooklyn or China, across the bay, only once comes this particular sky. Only once these precious hours will fly. Only once in a lifetime today comes by. So live, live, live today. Think of now, tomorrow is waiting in the wings. Who knows what it brings? While the future waits, the present swings from day to day. In Brooklyn or China, across the bay, only once comes this particular sky. Only once these precious hours will fly. Only once in a lifetime today comes by. So live.
Wow. Nothing quite that to get a Broadway audience's hair stand on end like a Julie Stein tune. He was a big promoter of other people's talent as well. And he, when he was in your corner, boy, you won. And when he was asked to write the score to Funny Girl in the early 60s, lyrics by Bob Merrill, which was, of course, the life of Fanny Bryce, the producers wanted Anne Bancroft and Mary Martin and Edie Gourmet and Your Father's Mustache, you name it. But he knew this one girl was the only person in New York who could sell the show. And that, of course, was Barbara Streisand. And the producer, David Merrick, was not terribly fond of her. But Julie Stein coached her and he prepped her. And ultimately, of course, she got the job. One of the great star-making performances of all time, and a great Julie Stein Bob Merrill tune became one of her signature numbers and one of the great songs in the American musical theater canon. So over to you, Babs. Show us what you got.
We travel single, oh, maybe we're lucky, but I don't know. With them. Just let one kid fall down and seven mothers faint. I guess we're both happy, but maybe we ain't.
Let's dance and let's see what happens. Let us carouse while Strauss caresses the strings. Even the shy may fly on musical wings. They say music can do the most unusual things. Let's take a step or two or three and let's see what happens. Let us pretend, my friend, it's only a spree. And if a great adventure
thank you.
3.
Another great Julie Stein tune from another corner of the world. That was from Darling of the Day, a not very successful 1968 musical with a glorious score by Stein, of course. This time lyrics by Yip Harburg, the only major time he worked with Yip, and that was the wonderful Patricia Rutledge. We know Julie Stein for these showstoppers like People or Rose's Turn, Everything's Coming Up Roses, but he had such a good, subtle, moving, touching side. And that was on display in a musical that did not do well at all in 1970 called Look to the Lilies, which was a musical version of Lilies of the Field, the Sidney Poitier movie. And he wrote the score with Sammy Kahn, hoping to entice Sammy Davis to play that part. Sammy Davis didn't. It was originally done by Al Freeman Jr. opposite Shirley Booth. But here, and it wasn't even recorded as a cast album, but here is a rare, rare recording of Tony Bennett singing a beautiful ballad from Look to the Lilies called I, Yes Me, That's Who.
For one, do not intend to ever think about her. I, for one, will let it in. Life will go on without her. I, for one, better things to do. I, yes, me, that's who. How she used to disagree with everything I told her. How she used to look at me each time I had to scold her. Still, I think I changed her point of view. Comes an end, an end to spring, an end to fall, to all and everything. I'm
Tony Bennett singing a rare song from Look to the Lilies. Well, as I mentioned earlier, Julie Stein grew up in Chicago in the Roaring Twenties, so who better to turn the film Some Like It Hot into a stage musical? It's a show I like a lot. It's called Sugar, and it's got lyrics by Bob Merrill, and here to sing the swingin' title number, a very underappreciated song, is Bobby Morse and Tony Roberts doing it for Sugar.
Doing it for sugar, I would do anything for sugar. Although I do submit when her heart is twinkling that I get a sprinkling of sugar. I just want to show her a world that she's got to adore. Sugar's one of those people that you just want to do everything for. When it comes to sugar, I find I'm generous and gentle. And because she's blonde and she's gorgeous, it's completely coincidental. Looking in the mirror, I relish the unselfish fellow I see. Doing it for sugar, I'm only doing it for sugar. And is it wrong that while I'm doing for sugar, it just kind of does things for me? She's got a chance now, a fighting chance now. We'll find a million bucks a prize to light those little Polish eyes. We're doing it for sugar. We would do anything for sugar. Although I do submit when her heart is twinkling that I get a sprinkling of sugar. We are gonna show her a world that she's got to adore. Sugar's one of those people that you just wanna do everything for. When it comes to sugar,
sugar, sugar, sugar,
I find I'm generous and gentle.
Generous and gentle.
And because she's blonde and she's gorgeous, it's completely coincidental. Looking in the mirror, I relish the unselfish fellow I see. Doing it for sugar, I'm only doing it for sugar. And is it wrong that while I'm doing for sugar, it just kinda does things for me? Doing it for sugar, I'm only doing it for sugar. It just kinda does things for me. Doing it for sugar.
Well, the music of Julie Stein certainly does things for me. I'm so glad we could share it with you today. He soldiered on in the 70s and 80s. He didn't really have a huge hit. He tried to do a new musical version of the movie The Red Shoes, which never came together the way he wanted. But, boy, you know, barely a season goes by that we don't have a revival of Bells Are Ringing or Gypsy or hopefully Funny Girl someday back on Broadway. And speaking of Funny Girl, here to me is the Julie Stein masterpiece. Everyone knows People from Funny Girl, but not too many people know the brilliant 11 o'clock number he wrote. Very sophisticated, smart, and moving. And here to sing it brilliantly, in my opinion, is Carmen McRae, The Music That Makes Me Dance.
I add two and two, the most simple addition, then swear that the figures are lying. I'm a much better comic than mathematician, 'cause I'm better on stage than at intermission. And as far as the man is concerned, if I've been burned, I haven't learned. I know he's around when the sky and the ground start in ringing. I know that he's near by the thunder I hear in advance. His words and his words alone are the words that can start my heart singing. And his is the only music that makes me dance. He'll sleep and he'll rise in the light of two eyes that adore him. Bore him it might, but he won't leave my side for a glance. In and his is the only music that makes me dance. Yes, his is the only music that makes.
Very clever of that arranger to put a cornet in, if you know the song Cornet Man from Funny Girl. Well, it's hard to believe our hour-long party with Julie Stein has almost over. I had a great time. I hope you did. We'll close out with a great number from Bells Are Ringing, lyrics by Comden and Green. The Party's Over, sung by Joe Stafford. But I think we should have another party with Julie Stein someday. Don't you? Well, enjoy this closing number in the meantime.
Just make your mind up. party's over, the candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. It's all over.
Is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.